"That's a good cow." William Porchick awoke from his reverie on the milking stool and looked around the meadow, his hands still working the beast's teats. There was a black pointy hat rising over the hedge. He gave such a start that he started to milk into his left boot.
"Gives plenty of milk, does she?"
"Yes, Mistress Weatherwax," William quavered.
"That's good. Long may she continue to do so, that's what I say. Good day to you."
And the pointy hat continued up the lane. Porchick stared after it. Then he grabbed the bucket, and squelching at every other step, hurried into the barn and yelled for his son.
"Rummage, you get down here right now."
His son appeared from the hayloft, pitchfork still in his hand.
"What's up, Dad?"
"You take Daphne down to the market right now, understand?"
"What? But she's our best milker, Dad."
"Was, son, was. Granny Weatherwax just put a curse on her. Sell her now before her horns drop off."
"What did she say, Dad?"
She said, long may she continue to give milk."
Porchick hesitated.
"Doesn't sound awfully like a curse, Dad," said Rummage.
"I mean, not like your general curse. Sounds a bit hopeful, really," said his son.
"Well, it was the way she said it."
"What sort of way, Dad?"
"Well, like, cheerfully."
"You all right, Dad?"
"It was the way..." Porchick paused.
"Well, it's not right," he continued. "It's not right. She's got no right to go around being cheerful at people. She's never cheerful. And my boot is full of milk."